Speaking of Mojave, have you installed Mojave? I know you're one of the first to upgrade all your software, right, Joe?
It does usually take me a few months. You know, I was thinking about this recently because I've been the very happy recipient of the Tidbits Content Network emailings with all this content about Mojave and iOS 12, of course. I poured through one of the most recent ones with all the details of Mojave and iOS 12 recapped in an incredible summary, which I mean, I could literally almost send it word for word to my clients and have it be received really well. And basically, I agree with everything in there, which is saying a lot. So I can't speak highly enough about the content, but the guidance that Adam gives in his recommendation for iOS 12 and Mojave is with iOS 12, generally speaking, iOS upgrades are pretty decent from day one. And I completely agree with that. I think I've never really had trouble with any kind of public release of iOS. Right up until this morning, I installed iOS 12. I've been trying for a couple days and just download speeds were not great. But finally installed it and no problems. It works great. You know, it doesn't take very long. It's been fantastic. On the other hand, with Mojave, with any Mac update, I tend to wait for at least, traditionally, I've said the 0.3 update. I think Adam's guidance was something like wait for the 0.1. So I think these days I'm kind of somewhere in the middle there, like maybe 0.1, 0.2 is probably for most people just fine. Certainly for any kind of maybe more custom workflows, I'd say wait for the 0.3 still, maybe a little bit more conservative guidance. I'm confident in saying like probably 0.1 update's not going to get too many people into trouble. Typically, I think Apple's working on the 0.1 update sort of in parallel with the GM. 0.1 will probably come out in a matter of a week or two, fixing whatever bugs they kind of knew slipped through 10.14.0. This is a long way to answer your question. I have not installed Mojave yet, and I probably will wait for the 0.1 update at least, and maybe a little bit longer, especially since I'm, I don't know if you know this, living in an RV nomadically. I don't want to like rock the boat too much here in the middle of nowhere.
If you're listening to this and you don't know what we're talking about, you can get Apple content for either a newsletter or for a blog or for individual communications you want to send to your clients written by industry professionals. And this comes out on a monthly basis. It's subscription-based. Great writing, great pictures. We encourage you to sign up for a free trial, tcn.tidbits.com. And that'll kind of get you on your way. Practical tips and articles from Tidbits Publishing.
I'm such a big fan of the Tidbits Content Network. I have actually made it required reading for my team. And I think I want to talk more about this in a future show, but the content is so valuable, not only to the clients, just even among my team members. It saves me the trouble of like reviewing, you know, Apple's keynote and scraping their website and recapping my thoughts and delivering that information to my team. I want my team to be on the same page. We all kind of have to answer the same questions from the clients about, you know, what do we think of the new OS? What are the features? What about this feature? You know, we have to be familiar with this stuff so we can speak coherently about it. And better yet, if we're operating from the same playbook, even better. And so literally, I mean, I will forward Tidbits Content Network newsletters to my team with my own little introduction saying, read this as part of your job. But also, these are the features that I find most interesting, kind of calling their attention to different things that are mentioned. That's an expectation that I have that they will read it and they'll understand it. And that helps us get on the same page. So yeah, it's hugely, hugely valuable. I would encourage any listener to go and sign up at tcn.tidbits.com, at least to just see what the content is like, because it's a very, very useful resource. And I do plan to talk more about that in a future show.